Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to grab Rich Fitzgerald because I know he's busy, but I know I wanted to address this. Good morning, Fitz. How are you?
Morning, Marty. How are you?
Good. You've got
Fitz.
Lynn Hayes Freeland as well.
Hey, Lynn.
So, how are you, sir?
So tell us why you're headed to the South Side with Zapala.
Well, first of all, we've been involved in this with some of the issues for a number of months now, not always so public, but the district attorney has been involved, and obviously right. City police and the mayor. I know Councilman Cross has had many, many meetings, so Magistrate Riccardi. There have been a lot of partners that have been working on this, and so we're going to be going and meeting with some folks and, you know, talking about some strategies. And I think not only do the, you know, the people in the neighborhood, you know, want to see, you know, things calmed down, but obviously the businesses do as well. They don't want to see their businesses get a black eye and become hurt and that type of thing. And, you know, while Southside is a neighborhood, there's no question about that, it has also become kind of a regional, citywide and regional destination right. where people want to be. And it's, you know, hopefully can be part of the vibrancy of what we experience in Pittsburgh as a great neighborhood and a great place to go, and we want to keep it that way.
So, Fitz, did you happen to see, man, there was a shooting Saturday night in front of this barbecue joint, and Lynn and I were just talking about it. Man, a kid pulls out a gun, point blank, shoots a young man right there on the South Side. Is that kind of the breaking point for folks, or it's this brazen,
well,
sir?
I think there's been a number of breaking points going back to a number of videos that, you know, many of us have seen, you know, over the last few weeks, disturbing videos and things like, obviously, when the guns come out and people start shooting at each other and other things that are happening, it's unacceptable. And we've got to work and figure it out. Certainly police presence is one of those things, but there's obviously going to be more to it than that.
And Rich, let me ask you this, because we talk about this police presence, and we talk about this meeting.
Hello?
But there are a lot of people who feel
Marty?
That, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. There are a lot of people who feel like the business owners on the South Side have a much larger responsibility than we've seen.
You're exactly right, Lynn. I think there's no question, and I think that's some of the discussion that, you know, might be had later on as far as how many people were admitted to your establishment? Are we carding people? Are there underage people doing things? Are there bad actors that can become identified that might, you know, if they do a few of those bad things that aren't going to be welcomed back, not just at establishment A, but establishment B, C, D, and E that go up and down the avenue. So I think it does talk about jointly working together with all the establishments there. There's obviously issues, you know, there have been restrictions on parking and traffic and other things that have occurred. And I think you're probably going to see more of that. And hopefully the folks that patronize those businesses are there to have a nice, enjoyable, safe evening and then head home safely.
Hey, Fitz, I think it's relevant here that you have yourself and the DA together because big, big, big deal. And I know Lynn knows this. You got juveniles arrested with guns who are kicked to the street because there's nowhere to put them. And it's laughable. Is that part of this plan, sir, to kind of address that issue, sir?
Well, I think it's holistic. And that there's a separate issue that's right. dealing with juvenile detention
right.
that has occurred in not only in our county with Schuman, but in many of the counties around. And I know the judges who ultimately have to, you know, send these kids and decide what to do with these kids are looking for good alternatives that might happen.
Yep.
So we've actually had discussions all the way up to the governor's office about some sort of a regional center that could be a youth placement center for multi-counties, 10, 12, 15 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania that could have all come together. So there's a lot of avenues in this issue that isn't just, what's happening on a Friday or Saturday night on Carson Street.
2 o'clock, sir?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, but it's a private meeting, but we're going to be getting, Look, one thing I've learned about, you know, when you have these public meetings, people, you know, they grandstand a little bit. So sometimes the most you can get things done, particularly when you're talking about public safety,
yes, sir,
because you don't want it out there for some of the things you're going to be doing that the bad guys might figure out.
I get it. So, hey, take a picture as a pal.
Private meeting, I was going to say, but will you at least report back to us? Will we hear something after the fact?
I'm sure there will be some actionable items that come out. And, you know, I think there needs to be, Lynn, you know, constant communication on what's going on, whether it be what type of police presence. Again, that doesn't mean they're going to give out all their, the surveillance that they're going to be doing.
Right.
But, you know, there's going to be, you know, probably enhanced cameras, all those type of tools that can be used to try to keep the neighborhood safe.
Thanks, Fitz. Talk to you.
Thank all right, you. Marty.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.